447 right now on WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. Let's talk about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. When you go to sticksandstuff.com, you can check out all the different areas of the store you'll need for your building or remodeling project, like flooring, paints and stains, power tools, electrical and plumbing. There's also the virtual assistant. Just click on that. They're there to help you as well, at least pointing you in the right direction as you navigate the website. Again, it is Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. They've been doing it for more than 100 years, since all the way back in 1914. Our friend Kyle is helping run things over there today. And Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying this nice warm weather streak. I actually have most of the windows in my house open. It's nice to have a fresh breeze.
Ah, well, that's good. We're glad to hear that. You wrote to me, I want to talk about a lightning sale. Do you mean a lightning sale or a lighting sale? I wasn't sure.
We're going to go with lighting, because if I could sell lightning, I would probably be retired by this point.
Okay. What's up with the lighting sale then?
So in some of our stores, namely our Derby store and our St. Albans location, we've carried Seagull brand lighting. We are putting all of that on sale, deep discount, in our St. Albans location, because we're going to be bringing in 8 feet of new lighting. Seagull has been hard to get a steady supply from, and they've been raising their minimum orders, so it's been harder for us to keep it in stock. So we've gone a different way. We're going to bring in 8 new feet of lighting, heavy on the LED, because that's what everybody's going towards. Save on your power, and you don't have to replace the bulbs as often. But if anybody wants to come in and see what we have for Seagull lighting, it's all on sale. And I'm looking forward to some of the new styles and new trends that are going to be available that are going to be coming in.
And there's new options for light fixtures, apparently.
Yep. A lot of them, like I said, it's heavy on LED, so it's more of like an LED panel that's on the inside of the light instead of regular light bulbs. But we are going to have like satin nickel, we'll have oil rub bronze, probably some flat black. Those are kind of the trends right now, kind of moving away from more of the brass fixtures or any of the glass globes. So it's going to be a really cool reset, and I'm excited for it to land. Hopefully it'll be within the next couple weeks.
Apparently we've graduated well beyond the usual light bulb of when I was growing up. And then we transitioned to the fancier light bulb that was like white but had the spirals. We're way beyond that stuff, apparently.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of states that are selling the CFLs anymore, just because they contain mercury and you have to recycle them, otherwise they're considered hazardous waste. Mm. So a lot of places are actually moving away from the compact fluorescent light bulbs, and they're going strictly LED, just from a longevity and energy savings.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day. Sticks and Stuff, Swanton Lumber, again, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle's up at the St. Albans location. Always tell him that we sent you and tell him that we say hello. Kyle, we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. See you guys next week.
Yes, sir. There goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. We'll go back to the newsroom next. The WDEV studio is sponsored by Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's largest independent home center, powered by Marvin Doors and Windows. Go to sticksandstuff.com for store locations and hours.